This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. Jeremy Allen White has become famous among fans of prestige television. You might know him as Chef Carmine Carmi Barzotto from the hit Hulu television series The Bear, about a high-end chef who comes home to Chicago to run his family's Italian beef sandwich shop. He's won 3 consecutive Golden Globes and 2 Emmys for that. Or maybe you remember him from a decade playing Philip Lip Gallagher in the Showtime series Shameless. That was set in Chicago, too. And so, with that, my final guest today is not Jeremy Allen White, but he sure does look like him. Ben Chabad is a psychotherapist and life coach based in Chicago, but he's also becoming famous for looking a lot like Jeremy Allen White. All right, video from a look-alike contest there. The winner of that contest joins me now. Ben, welcome to the 21st Show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Glad to be here.
Listeners, you can join us as ever at 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. All right, Ben, tell us about yourself. Maybe we can just start with your day job.
Yeah, so I'm a mental health therapist in Chicago. I've been doing that for a long time. Really enjoy the work. That's, you know, it's what I'm passionate about. It's what I studied. And so, I'm just going strong right now.
Are you from Chicagoland originally?
Yes. Chicago, just outside of Chicago, actually, but I also lived in Chicago for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to be careful about that, right? People get.
Yeah. Yeah. The people that live there can take issue if you're not in the city proper.
Yeah. All right. So when did you first become aware of this actor named Jeremy Allen White?
I became aware of the actor when he was one of the stars in Shameless. And so I watched that show. I've known about this guy for a long time.
Would you call yourself a fan? You came to the show, you know, just as it was on TV, or did somebody say, hey, you kind of look like this guy, you should check it out?
No, I just started watching it because it was a popular show and very funny, great show. I'd highly recommend that one. And it wasn't until some of the later seasons where I think people started mentioning that I looked like him. And so I would get that every now and then. And then definitely when he moved to The Bear, you know, people would talk about the resemblance all the time. And some people would actually mistake me for him. So that was kind of funny.
Yeah. Tell me about, do you remember the first time that happened? Like somebody ever freak out coming up to you on the street or something like that?
Nobody freaked out, but and I don't remember I don't remember the first time, but multiple occasions, whether I was in the grocery store or on an airplane or just random locations, people would stop me and ask if I was him or say, wow, you know, you look so much like him. They would usually use some kind of context clue, like me flying in coach instead of first class, to realize it wasn't the real guy. So that's been going on for a while.
People shouting across the street, yes, chef, or anything like that?
Yeah, there's probably been a time or two for things like that, of course.
So when you have this thing where you look like somebody famous, I don't know, what is that like from your experience, right? Does it feel good? Is it a letdown? Do you feel like, are people disappointed when they find out you're not Jeremy Allen White?
No, the whole experience has been really positive, which I'm happy to report. It was very exciting right from the start. You know, when I entered this competition, I didn't know that these lookalike competitions were a thing. I didn't know these were trending events. And so I just showed up because a lot of people had texted me about it and, you know, hey, you should do this contest. You look so much like the guy. So I just decided that morning on a whim to go there, and I did, and I ended up winning. But it wasn't until I got there that I realized how huge this was. I thought it was just going to be a few people, you know, standing around in the park and seeing who, you know, just kind of goofing off. And it turned out there were like 1,000 people in this park, and there were news agencies there. And I didn't really know what I was walking into. So now, you know, so starting from that day, it was very exciting. Everybody was very supportive. Jeremy Allen White is a total legend in Chicago, and so he has this cult following, and so people are always really excited to see me, even though I'm not the real guy, just because I look like him. And yeah, so the whole experience has been really positive. A lot of people have been reaching out, being very supportive, a lot of businesses, and so it's the whole experience has just been really fun, really uplifting, and I've had a really fun time with it.
Do you ever use your powers for evil? I'm imagining you could score a lot of Italian beef sandwiches around town if you wanted to.
No, definitely not for evil. There have been some upsides, no doubt. Free food and things like that at places, or I'll get invited to places and or parties, and yeah, so that's been really nice. But no, haven't used it for evil in any way. Only for good, actually. What I do now on my I didn't even have Instagram before this competition, but so many people are trying to get in touch with me that I created one. And now I use it as a mental health therapist to post mental health content. So just some short videos, like tips and tricks that I think will be really useful for people.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I do want to talk about that more, but sticking with the you mentioned this contest. So you show up, there's 1,000 people. What have you done? Which maybe we should say which era Jeremy Allen White you chose to dress as for this?
Like most of the other contestants, I was dressed as him from the Bear with the white t-shirt, the blue apron, and just the black pants. So it wasn't a very complicated outfit to replicate, but that's how I showed up.
Did you have a feeling like I got this when you looked around, sized up your competition, or did you think, well, this is going to be an interesting way to spend 6 hours and then I'll go on with my life?
I definitely, I would say I was confident, but it wasn't a sure thing because when I showed up, I just saw a lot of the other contestants that also looked a lot like him. So I was confident, but I from hearing comments from some of the other people that were there saying things like, "Oh, you got this. We got the winner right here." And so as I stood there during the competition, I started to feel more and more confident, but it definitely wasn't until the very end when the judges gave me the award that, I knew it was in the bag.
And the award, I understand, was $50, a ribbon, and a pack of Marlboros. What did you do with
Yeah.
your tremendous winnings?
I spent it on pizza that night.
Are you
Yeah.
even a smoker?
I'm not a smoker.
Okay, okay.
So those that pack of cigarettes is still sitting on my somewhere in my house.
All right, so let me take a moment to remind listeners this is the 21st show. We're speaking with Ben Chabad, who is a psychotherapist and a life coach, and more recently was the winner of a Jeremy Allen White look-alike contest. Jeremy Allen White, for those if you have been living under a rock or not, maybe you don't have TV, is a Chicago has become famous for his roles portraying Chef Carmy on the Hulu television series The Bear, who runs in a comes home. He's one of these high-end chefs who comes home to run his family's Italian beef shop. Or he was the second oldest child of the Gallagher clan in the Showtime series Shameless, also set in Chicago. And my guest is again Ben Chabad, who won this Jeremy Allen White look-alike contest. So you mentioned you set up these social media accounts after the contest. You're a psychotherapist. You have this background in mental health. I wonder how you think about that in terms of, a lot of The Bear is about mental health in the workplace, strained family relationships. That's an interesting sort of connection that you have this background, that character is
Yeah.
that. Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of the irony, or one of the ironies, maybe the only irony in me winning was that, the main character, is clearly struggling with some mental health issues, and being a mental health therapist, and so I think a lot of people like that, at least from the feedback I've been receiving on social media. A lot of people in find it entertaining and enjoy the fact that I am actually a mental health therapist, just because of how the character is portrayed in that show. And so yeah, I find that aspect of the show actually very interesting. Just as a therapist, anytime there's a show that kind of emphasizes the struggles that the characters are having from a mental health standpoint, I'm always kind of entertained and interested in that part of the show.
So your job is listening to people in some ways. A lot of people are listening to you now. What does it feel like being on the other side of that?
Well, I don't just listen. I'm a pretty active therapist, and
Okay,
so I definitely
fair.
do a lot of listening, but I'm also sharing, advice and giving guidance and helping people talk through the situations. And different therapists have different approaches, but mine is probably more active than a typical therapist. But what does it feel like with everyone listening? I think it's awesome. I mean, I'm not struggling with it at all. I'm having a good time with it, and I'm using this platform to promote mental health awareness, and sharing, like I said earlier in the show, sharing some useful tools that I think people will find, helpful in their everyday lives. Things that are simple, just little strategies, and I post those on my social media page, on my Instagram page, so that everybody can have access to that.
You know, and not to say, I understand it sounds like positive content. There have been a lot of questions, though, about social media and whether that is sort of negatively affects people's mental health writ large. I wonder how you think about that, or maybe what your own experience has been
Yeah,
in that. Yeah.
no, it's a very real concern, and it's something that I think about a lot too. Obviously, too much of anything is not a good thing. And if you're staring at your screen all day and so scrolling through social media, that can be problematic, of course. It depends on the person. There's obviously some benefits of social media, but it can have some ne have negative impact on people, if you aren't using it in a healthy way, or if what you're taking from it is not an accurate representation of the world, for example. It's easy to, on one hand, it's easy to look at things online and think that the world is all doom and gloom. And in another way, you look at it and you see that everybody else seems to be having a great time and living these amazing lives. And then you compare it to your own life and you don't feel good. And so, both ends of the spectrum can be damaging in certain ways. And so, it kind of depends on the person and how you're using it and what you're taking from it. But, yeah, that's definitely a concern that I have. Too much social media can be a bad thing.
Are you, I, and not betraying any confidences, of course, but in this time, there's been so much attention on the election, and we have climate change and these wildfires raging. Do you advise people ever just like, you know what, it's okay. I assume, if your clients are not news reporters or people who, day traders or anything like that, it's okay to turn it off, right? You don't have to follow every minute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the issues with society now is that everything is in your face 100% all of the time. You got the 24/7 news media, and people are on their phones all the time. And so anything that's happening in the world, big or small, is just in your face. And so, absolutely, I think it's a good idea to put it away and take a break. And you don't need to, your brain doesn't need to be on that, invested in all that information all of the time. And so breaks are good, and they can be hard to do because the social media, they're designed in a way to keep your attention. And so you really have to be intentional with breaking away from that.
Yeah, designed by like slot machines. All right, last question. What's next for you?
I don't know. I'm kind of just seeing where this goes, and I just keep doing my work. That's really what I care about, what I'm passionate about. I love being a therapist. It's a perfect fit career for me. So I don't plan on scaling that back at all. I'm just gonna keep doing my thing and trying to help people in that way. And in terms of the lookalike contest and the media and the things that happen as a result of that, I don't know. I'm just keeping doors open and having fun with it and trying to spread a positive message and mental health awareness stuff. And so, yeah, that's all I have planned.
All right. Ben Shabbat, thanks so much for being with us today on the 21st show. Great talking to you.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Ben Shabbat is a psychotherapist and life coach. He's also known for winning a Jeremy Allen White lookalike contest in Chicago. That is all the time we have for our show today. Coming up tomorrow, Illinois could become a hub for quantum computing in the years ahead. We'll talk about the possibilities for that and look at what it takes to bring the technology from theory to reality. We're also planning to bring you a conversation about those California wildfires I mentioned, looking at those in particular, any Illinoisans who've been affected by that, as well as the sort of bigger picture questions it raises about systemic risk and climate change, and whether events like that are going to become more common in the future, as many say they will. That's all coming up tomorrow on The 21st Show, which is produced by Anna Casey, Christine Hatfield, and Jose Zepeda. Our digital producer is Coulson Khan, technical direction and engineering from Jason Croft and Steve Mork, and Reginald Hardwick's our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.